Welcome to the Black Hills Small Business Podcast. I'm Tristan Amund with Mindful Living Realty.
And I'm Angela Dale with Gateway Mortgage. Join us as we sit down with Black Hills small business owners, learn about their businesses, and tell their stories.
We're doing it now on the Black Hills Small Business Podcast.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the Black Hills Small Business Podcast. Today we're with Tiffany Pullins with Lux Hydration Spa. Tiffany, thanks for being with us here today.
Thank you for inviting me onto the podcast.
Yeah, you bet. So let's start with you, your family. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay, well, I born and raised in Rapid City. I've lived here my whole life, all 42 years. I'm married to Keith Pullins. He's retired Air Force. He is also from here. He left 15 years out of state in his last 5 years here and retired. We have three boys, 22, 12, and 10.
I was going to say that old one of the holy
Yes. He works at the hospital on the pediatric floor as a nurse's aide.
Good for him.
He loves it. I have been a nurse for 12 and a half years, and Keith is an x-ray tech up in Custer at the hospital. So I...
All medical.
All medical.
Nice.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah. So tell us what services you offer here at your spa.
So here at the spa, so I actually started last March as a mobile unit. I just wanted to get going once I have an idea and it happens and everything falls in place with me. I have to let go, otherwise it's not going to work for me. So I started out as mobile and I started out just doing IV hydration and vitamin shots. Now I joined Alternative Healthcare Center, their building. My office is there and I offer the vitamin shots, the IV hydration. I started testosterone hormone replacement therapy. I haven't really promoted that yet. I just started that out the last couple of weeks. And I do complete facial aesthetics. So I do Botox, ZMN. I do dermal fillers. I do advanced lip treatments. I do microneedling. And some people know that more as like the vampire facial with the Kardashians. So I do that as well, and microdermabrasion, chemical peels, and I'm just continuing to add more.
The website looked like you had quite a lot.
It's not even all the way updated.
That's good.
Yeah.
Always fun to have something new to look at.
Yes.
Yep. So why would somebody come and utilize the IV therapy, vitamin IV scenario?
So IV hydration, what kind of piqued my interest in it, I had gastric bypass 3 years ago, and I was so dehydrated. It's really hard to drink water, drink anything, actually. You're only supposed to drink like 30 ounces at a time. And at that point in time, I really had to, I had to fight with urgent care a couple times to get some fluids. Fast forward through COVID, which I wish I would have been up and running because COVID took a lot of people down because of hydration and vitamin D. So I do vitamin D shots. And had we had a little more of that opportunity around here, I think it would have been a lot more beneficial. I do know that the lady downtown at the hydration station, she's been here for 2 years. But I think she started right at the end of COVID too. So we missed out on that one.
We're kind of like 10 years behind her.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's been huge in like all of the big cities. And obviously a lot of people think that it's just for hangover, but it's not.
That's usually what I thought of. That's why I was asking the question, because I assume there's more benefits to it.
Yep. So a lot of people don't drink enough water. You're supposed to drink half your weight in ounces of water a day. Do you, either one of you?
I try. I really do.
And on top of that, if you have any caffeine, if you have any alcohol, anything like that needs to be replaced with more water. Because it's tech, right? Yep, it's not. Caffeine is that it makes you, thank you. So you really have to replace it. And then just taking any kind of medications throughout your life, if you're on long-term medications, it can change how your stomach and your intestines absorb vitamins. Even just being on like an antacid or the heartburn medication, I'm drawing a blank.
Oh, yeah, Prilosec.
Yeah. Yep, it changes the way that pH in your system is, and some people can't ever absorb certain vitamins after certain medications. So this is more beneficial. It's beneficial to everybody. And most of the vitamins that I utilize are water-soluble vitamins. So you can't become toxic with those because your body only holds on to what it needs. You just flush out the rest. And that's why your pee is so yellow. It's just getting rid of all the vitamins that your body doesn't need.
And then, my understanding on the liquid type vitamin, mm-hmm. your body absorbs them faster.
Yep.
And
it's going right into your bloodstream. And so if you take your normal supplements, it has to go through your gastric juices, through your intestines, and little bits of it gets absorbed here and there. Where you get the IV vitamins, it's going right into your system. It's going exactly where it needs to be, and it's only holding on to what your body needs. So you're not trying to chase those vitamins you take every day. Right. When you can just, I mean, obviously vitamins every day is healthy for you too, but if you can't absorb them, if you don't know that, and that's another aspect of being here, the chiropractors test their patients' labs. So I've been working with a couple of their patients getting their vitamins up, and I love seeing the correlation between what has been, where they've been working 5 years to bring up a vitamin B12 level, and it's never moved, and now it's sky high. So it's
amazing. Well, that's amazing. Good to have that knowledge or that background for that, because again, yes, it's like, well, I was going to ask, because like a husband's like, he takes the heartburn, and he's like, well, how do you know he's deficient in that, or how do you know for taking these vitamins if you need that, if you're working with alternative health to do their testing?
Yep, you can get your labs tested, all your vitamins tested. Yep. And then, you know, and then I have 71 different protocols. I've taken a couple courses, and then I have a compounding pharmacy that I use that they have certain protocols also. So you can kind of mix and match what somebody needs. And
well, we're all different.
Yeah.
Like I like doing real estate because everybody is a new story that comes in. It's kind of like the same thing. It's like nobody's across the board is going to be the same vitamin per se.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep. And it's a lot of fun. It's fun to see people feeling better also. So my husband, when I first decided I was going to do this, he kind of chuckled. He's like, who's going to come to you for an IV? Well, I came home from work one day and he had gotten food poisoning from his birthday dinner the night before, and he was laying on the bathroom floor, white as a ghost. And I gave him fluid, just fluid, not even vitamins. And he's like, okay. I get it. So that was nice.
I support you, know what?
Right?
Yeah. Proof is in the pudding.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Totally interesting there. Yeah.
And
because I've had it once, and I had like the cocktail shot and all the vitamins and things like that. So, yeah, it'd be definitely something. Because, you know, I think you're read up on headaches, migraines.
I have a migraine bomb mixture, yep. Yeah. I have a few clients that have horrific migraines that used to send them to the emergency room. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, obviously, your insurance isn't going to cover that. If they do, I mean, you have to have that history.
Yeah.
And then you're sitting in the emergency room waiting for hours. You're getting worse, right? You're getting exposed to other illnesses where you can just either call me, come in. And even outside of business hours, I always say if I can make it work, I'll make it work. Mm-hmm. Because I don't want you sitting at home with a migraine so bad you can't see.
Oh, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, because you don't know when those are going to come on.
And usually they come on during the weekend.
Yeah.
Oh, it's always, you know,
Friday
night at 5. Boom.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
We're hanging out.
Yeah. True story.
Nice.
So tell us more about, I don't know what to ask even. I don't know with the facial stuff.
Okay.
I mean, oh,
yeah. Yeah. I haven't, like I said, we have.
So I've been so, questions.
Yeah. So like I said, I've never had Botox, but it had like there's people who do Botox parties. And like I said, I have somebody who was younger than me is like, oh, you know, we're doing Botox. Like, you need it that early? But like I said, it's preventative.
Yep.
Because, yeah, you get it. It's like, okay, you use a lot of facial cream.
Right. So Botox is the most common name. There's also Dysport, Xeomin, and Jeuveau. I am right now just using Xeomin. It's the German form of it. It's made more pure. It has less proteins in it. And they say that it could lessen your built-up tolerance for Botox.
Okay.
I've used all three. I've used Dysport, Xeomin, and Botox, and I have not seen a difference. I feel that they all work the same straight across the board. There's no studies out there showing one is better than the other.
Gotcha.
And it is preventative. So what it does is Botox, Xeomin, and all of those, they paralyze the muscle, per se. So
how long do they paralyze it for?
So it usually lasts 4 to 6 months. It kind of just depends. The last time I did it, I do it on myself. The last time mine lasted 7 months. So it kind of just depends on weight loss is a big one. It kind of pushes people to burn through more of that filler and toxin, mm-hmm. because you're releasing that out of the fat and the muscle. So it just kind of depends on your daily life and how sedentary you are, how active you are, kind of just like with weight loss.
Gotcha.
So the lines on your forehead that are there without expression. So those are helped with like fillers and chemical peels and microneedling, like facial resurfacing. But when you move your forehead and you have those wrinkles, that's what is helped with the toxin.
Okay.
Why is it preventative? It's because you can't utilize those muscles and increase those creases on your face.
Gotcha.
So that's why they say it's preventative. Yeah. So if you don't have those lines that are there already,
yeah,
you can prevent that.
I look back. Mm-hmm. Or they're not, they can't really start up. I know my husband's down in the sun all the time and crows feet and things.
Sunscreen.
Yeah.
No matter what.
Practice on Tristan?
Nope.
We could if he wanted us to.
Baby face. Okay.
So what is like a, what's the youngest or like what age should you really start trying if you wanted to do this for
thing? And that it's kind of per person by person. There's some 20-year-olds that are very expressional. They don't have those lines there without, you know, the movement. But if they want to prevent that, they can. I guess I didn't start until I was probably mid-30s. Okay. But I didn't have those lines either.
So do you go around it when you watch people talk?
Mm-hmm.
No, she needs to come with me.
And I did try. My husband has been a guinea pig for me, and he won't let me put Botox in his face again because he doesn't like the needles. But he has been a trooper. He's let me microneedle his face. I did not let him numb long enough, so he had a couple spots on his forehead when he jumped a couple different times of a few needles. But outside of that, that is another great way of, like, pushing great serums and hyaluronic acid into your skin, mm-hmm. to help produce collagen and fibrin also, and just to even out skin tones, to shrink pore size. So there's just, it's amazing how many different things you could do.
A whole other topic that we could do on this.
Yes. Yes.
So let's transition a little bit just so we can, you know, we're already 15 minutes in here. Let's talk a lot, because I like to know, I always like to find out your story. You kind of talked about it a little bit, but what was the story of, okay, I'm going to do this now. How did that happen for you?
Well, I worked at the hospital from 2007 until last July. I was an oncology CNA and then an oncology nurse for 2 years, 7 years as a CNA, 2 years as a nurse on oncology, and then 9.5 years in postpartum. And then I moved over to a dental surgery place where we did surgery on kids a few days a week. I was there for almost a year. And I just was ready for something different, ready to be on my own. I was really tired of being let down, being taken advantage of, trying to give my all to the patients and not getting to have that benefit of I'm the one that gave them that care. And so I don't know what it was. One day I woke up, I'm like, I'm going to do IVs. And then there were a couple other people that kind of opened a mobile IV place too, and then I'm like, oh, okay, well, I'm going to add more, and I'm going to do, you know, aesthetics also, and I'm going to do this and that. And then I just kind of fell into this place here at Alternative Healthcare. I had a friend that is in a BNI group with one of the chiropractors, and they had an open room, and it was perfect, and it just gave me the opportunity to expand and do more.
No, like I said, it's a nice combination, mm-hmm. partnership that way.
Yeah,
that's it. Because are there three of you?
There's four? Three chiropractors here.
Well, but for like the hydration.
So there's the IV hydration station downtown. There's me. And then there's Black Hills IV.
Okay.
So those are the main ones. And I know a lot of the other med spas offer IV hydration also.
Yeah.
But they don't really promote that.
Well, but like yeah. I said, it's like, since we're so far behind, mm-hmm. it's like a larger cities and so like that have probably every couple blocks.
Oh, sense. Yeah, they do. I mean, you go down to Vegas or New York or Phoenix, they're everywhere.
They have Vegas in the heading in the airport, do you?
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. So, but yeah.
So what do you love doing? What do you love about doing business in Rapid City?
I love that I know a lot of people and that I feel a lot of support. And I think people respect me and it makes me feel good, especially when I, you know, get referrals and I'm, you know, driving around town in my car that has my business stuff on it. And people are like, hey, I saw you. And I don't know. I love that I grew up here and seeing, like, or even it's such a small world. One of the chiropractor's wives is my cousin's stepsister. And I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Our physical therapist, her kids go to school at the school my kids go to school. We have a mental health counselor. I mean, it's just, there's like, this is truly like almost a one-stop shop. Mm-hmm. So when I get done with school, by the way, I'm starting nurse practitioner school on the 13th of next month. Ooh. So it kind of really will be a one-stop shop here.
Congratulations.
We will. Thank you. I'll be able to see their clients also. Mm-hmm.
Right. Mm-hmm. Is that a four-year program or so?
No, it is a little under 2 years.
Okay. Intensive
day. Yeah. So when I'm done with that nursing education total, it'll be about 7 years plus all of the classes I've taken this year, about 8 years of schooling that I'll have.
Well, we appreciate that.
Yeah.
We're poking you with needles.
Right.
You don't want me to poke you with anything.
Right. No.
What are some of the challenges of working in Rapid City?
Kind of along the same lines, because it is such a small community, kind of. And the competition is great and it's healthy. And I haven't had any problems with this, but I know that some other people have had issues with other companies kind of upset that they have come in and, you know, kind of talking bad about them. And I'm like, oh, let's just,
yeah, you get it.
Enough message for everybody.
Right. There is. I mean, yeah. There's so many people that haven't even come into any of our establishments that I'm sure are looking and doing their due diligence on educating themselves on what other people can offer.
And as we mentioned, it's kind of not as known here, mm-hmm. So it's going to take some time for that to kind of, oh, it's not just that. That's the biggest hurdle I think you probably have is just the knowledge gap of, oh, well, I'm not drunk, so I don't need that.
Right. So I set up at the fair this summer, and I had quite a few people kind of like laughing and chuckling. Oh, I'm not hungover. I'm like, oh, it's not just for that.
Yeah,
it's so... You know, if you've been sick and you're run down or you travel a lot, I mean, a high dose vitamin C is going to help hopefully keep you healthy while you're traveling. I have a guy that he travels a lot. He comes in when he comes home and
he
So I looked at that list like, oh, I should be signed up for a couple right now.
I know.
Because, yeah, I mean, just depletion of energy and that stress and that kind of thing. So plus when you're eating, it's like sometimes you don't get what you eat kind of thing. So being able to have that offset, be able to come in. How long does it normally take? Like, I know somebody, when I did my first one, and that's the only one I've ever done, like, oh, that was really quick. It took me like a half an hour to go through a bag. Mm-hmm. But I never, they said because my beans weren't good or something like that. So how long does it take?
So it does depend on if you get it in a good vein. So I had a client come in today, and I think her IV was done in 20 minutes.
Okay.
But I had a nice big old vein in her, you know, her AC. But I have had people with their migraines who have been seriously dehydrated.
I can't find that.
And it's really hard. You get a little tiny vein in the hand, and it takes 30, 45 minutes. So it kind of just depends on the vein.
Okay. And so it's really not that time consuming. Mm-hmm. You know, you can set up an appointment.
Give you a chance to.
Yeah.
You know, to turn the phone off.
Do you do 1 or 2 a week, or is it?
So how many can you do?
Yeah. Well, I guess what is a normal?
So you can do 1 a week.
Okay.
Once a month. It kind of just depends on your, like, if you're eating healthy, if you do drink a lot of water and you just want, like, a boost to your immune system. Or, hey, I feel like I might be a little low on my B vitamins. B12 is huge in brain health, which I didn't know that until my grandfather was diagnosed with dementia. He'd had a brain bleed and brain tumor, and they checked his B12 level, and it was like down in that low 100s. Mm-hmm. Well, you can be up to 900 to 1100, and that's another reason why I am very passionate about the bees.
Yeah.
Because they're so helpful in not only brain health, but they help your fat. They help your body break down food and fat and burn it into energy. Mm-hmm. So it's not like a quick fix, but a lot of people do just do the B12 shots. And you can do the B12 shots once a week also.
Okay.
Yeah, earlier this year, I was having trouble where I was eating and I was hungry right away. Mm-hmm. And I was told that's your bees. Mm-hmm. So I started getting some supplementing of that and managed to kind of pass that point.
Because I'm a vegetarian, so I don't have my bees.
So,
I don't get them as much because in meat.
Vegetarians are notorious for having low B12s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've actually did a thing when they were on the old spot.
Okay.
Should do a new one because I looked at that. It's like, oh, but same thing. It was low on my D and my B and things like that. So,
especially now in the wintertime, D is going to be hard to get. So I do offer the vitamin D shots also.
Oh, good.
I have another lady that she was critically low when we tested her, and we weren't being as aggressive as we could have been and as what we are now. So instead of getting a shot of D every 3 weeks, she was getting one every week, and we brought her out of that critical low range. And she's outside all the time.
Yeah. Yeah, it was like you think you're like, oh, man, that makes sense. Like, they're different in the winter.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah, fine. I'm client.
I'm really bad. She's the biggest client of all these podcasts.
I was like, oh, go try these guys. Well, put it in. It's nice to be able to say, you know, we tried these and it is something. It's like, you know, you go back to, like I said, there's customer service and, you know, your experience and all that kind of thing that goes into this experience.
And I'm glad you said that because I do like to try everything first. Mm-hmm. I'll give you guys a little chuckle. So there's a vitamin mixture called Triimmune. And you can do it intramuscular or through the IV. Well, I'm like, oh, I'm just going to give myself a shot and try it out. Well, I thought my leg was going to fall off for a couple days. And I didn't want to tell my husband when I did because I knew he'd like, you know, he's like, oh, I told you, you shouldn't do stuff like that. So I was like, okay, I'm not ever going to offer that ever again. And I called the pharmacy. I'm like, I mean, is there something wrong with this vial? And he's like, no, that's a painful shot. I'm like, oh, okay. Well, then I had another lady come in and she wanted the Triimmune shot. I'm like, oh, no, I'm not giving that shot to anyone. And she goes, oh, you must have gotten one and it hurt. And I'm like, yes. She's like, I did too. So she first got it in her arm and she thought her arm was going to fall off.
It's like when you get a tetanus shot. Uh-huh. And like,
oh. Yes. So she found out that if you give it in the butt, no problem.
Oh. So it doesn't, I mean, I get my butt fall around.
Right? Just a little bit.
A little here and a little there, not all of it. But yeah, no, yeah. Totally. But yeah, that's kind of cool. So he's like, have that experience. Because mm-hmm. Yeah, you're like, you're going to put that in me. I would like to know what we need to do and find maybe a different alternative.
And it's nice to know that you're a nurse, have that experience, that you know how the bodies work, and it's not just, you know, if I were
to start.
Oh, they said this should work.
Right? Yeah, because anyone can own a business.
Yeah.
I mean, I have a medical director. Her name is Paulette Nankavell. So I would not be able to run my business without her. But that is just another reason why I'm going back to school, because if she moves away with the love of her life, or if she decides to retire and travel, I can't run my business without a medical director, so I'll just
be my own. Good.
Yeah.
Anything else that we may not have talked about that you want to mention about you and your business?
I'm ready to keep growing. I just got back from Vegas. I was down there for a week doing a ton of classes, complete facial aesthetics, anti-aging 1 and 2. I learned so much about hormones and hormone replacement and other supplements to add in. So new things will be coming very soon.
Exciting. Well, thank you so much for being with us here today. So good to talk to you. And we'll see you all next time.
Thank you.
Black Hills Small Business Podcast.
I hope you enjoyed that story as much as we did.
We'll put all the contact information of every business in the show notes or the description below. Be sure to check them out and support our local small businesses.